Now, having understood the full gamut of the mutual fund, what could be the objective of the mutual fund? Objective of mutual fund is a vary based on their types. Because different types of mutual funds are there. We'll look into some of the common kind of the mutual funds and their objective. What is the objective of the growth fund? Growth fund, as the name indicates, growth fund have the same primary objective of the growth, which is to be achieved by the capital appreciation between the medium and long term. The corpus of these funds is usually invested in the small to large cap stock. Then income fund objective. Objective of the income fund is to generate the income at regular income, at regular interval. They do not seek the capital appreciation in a long run. Right? Then value fund. The value fund's objective is to make the investment undervalued stock and achieve the profit when inefficiencies are corrected. So stocks, when they are down, buy it. When they will up, you sell it and make the profit. That is value fund. Some common approaches are also observed that investor is taking for investment in the mutual funds. Some approach, whether I should go for the mutual fund or directly to NSE or BSE. Generally, there are four common approaches that we have observed. And these approaches of mutual fund approaches are bottom-up approach. Number one is a bottom-up approach. What happens in this bottom, in this approach? This investment or this concentrate on choosing the stock. Certain companies that is performing well as regards to the prospects of the economy and the industry under which the companies this falls. That is bottom-up approach. Now, top-down approach. What is the top-down approach? The approach which takes the big economic picture into consideration and funds the countries or industries that is forecast to perform well in future, and then investments are then made in these companies that fall under the sector of the countries that are expected to perform well. Expected to perform well. It is not performed well, expected. That is why it is called as top-down approach. Next one is a technical analysis. This approach studies the past market trend, data predict, and the directions of investment price. The combination of the bottom-up and top-bottom approach. Combination of bottom-up and top-bottom approach is another type of approach. This approach combines both. Combines both the two common approaches which are investing in the mutual fund. That is growth and top to bottom or bottom to top. These fund managers usually uses top-down analysis so as to determine the investment criteria to advise to the investor. Now let us understand a little bit about the benefits of investment in mutual funds in India. Benefits. What are those benefits? One is liquidity, which is very, very essential. Open-ended mutual funds are highly liquid. Units in these funds are easy to purchase and easy to sell or exit. Okay, this is one of the best benefits. Next one is the funds are managed by the expert. Any investor is not supposed to be expected as he is an expert in his area. But if mutual fund you approach, they are expert in their areas. So investor requires minimum knowledge about the mutual fund to invest in them. Professional fund managers can do all this work, all these works, and then on behalf of investor and make the decision regarding the kind of funds to invest in, low, long, or hold them, etc. Diversification. If companies are not performing well, even taking a hit, that means at losses, whatever investment you have made, that can be, you can exit and invest into another company who is doing the top performer. That is diversification. Market movement determines the performance of the mutual funds and the risk associated with them. Therefore, the investments are almost usually made in multiple of asset classes. While doing this, it is to be ensured that when one of the asset class is performed poorly, return can be generated from the other classes and compensate the losses of earlier one. Another type is meeting your financial target benefit. Investment in mutual fund will be meeting your financial target. Regardless of much income that you earn or how low your finances are, you can find the fund to invest in on a monthly basis through the systematic investment plan, that is SIP, and therefore raise the funds for future use. That is what you are meeting your financial target. Mutual fund investment is a low cost for bulk purchases. When you purchase 1 liter of Bisleri and pay rupees 20, and if you purchase 2 liters of Bisleri water bottle, you pay rupees 30. So the 20 liter can Bisleri water cost about rupees 80. A simple example I have put here. Similarly, the higher the number of mutual fund units purchased, lower the cost that you will have to pay. Commission, charges, and the processing fee also. Okay, so bulk purchase always is possible help. Now, systematic investment plan, that is SIP. The SIPs are great option because most people may not have the lump sum amount to invest in the mutual funds. But if you earn monthly salary, you can set aside certain amount of each month and the same will be invested in the mutual fund, thereby giving you an exposure to the whole stock. So SIP can also help you to benefit from the market highs and lows. Easy investment process. Investment in mutual fund is very easy process. What all you have to do is identify your financial goal and decide how much money you want to invest in order to achieve your targeted goal. Right? Tax efficiency. Tax efficiency, investment in the tax-saving mutual funds are also equity-linked saving, or it may be schemes that can be helping you to avail the tax benefit to the extent of 1.5 lakhs rupees. Although you will have to pay the tax on the long-term capital gains, if the investment is held for more than a year, then you can still save a lot of money on your tax under the Section 86. Safety. One of the most common thing that you about mutual fund is your invested amount is safe. Right? If you assess the fund house from which you purchase the unit of the mutual funds, in addition to an assessment of the funds manager, your capital will be safe. Then authorized funds, authorized payments, authenticated, automated payments. Most important is automated payments. In systematic investment plan, amount, if you forget to pay, and if you give an instruction on monthly basis at definite interval, okay, then automatically the amount of installment will be paid month on month basis. However, fund house encourages automated payment, and you can have the systematic investment plan amount paid directly on certain date each month, thereby avoiding the failure of making the time of payment. Let us understand little bit about net asset value, NAV. Net asset value? Mutual funds are always required to declare their NAV, sale purchase price of all the schemes, updated daily on regular basis on AMFI website from around 8 p.m. and declare their NAVs of their close-ended schemes on every Wednesday. This is the regulation. So the net asset value of the fund is the market value of the assets minus the liabilities on the devaluation. So mutual fund computes the net asset value of each scheme by dividing the net asset of the scheme by the number of outstanding, number of units outstanding on the valuation date. NAV is calculated at mark to market, which means each security in the investment portfolio is valued at its current market price. Hence, the investor can buy or sell units on the basis of information contained in the NAV. The appreciation in daily NAV can happen due to the following profitability parameters. These parameters are: number one, interest income; number two, dividend income. You have to add. So if you calculate the interest income, then you have to add dividend income, add realized capital gain, add valuation gain, and then you reduce the realized capital loss, valuation losses, less scheme expenses. Then you will be calculating the adjusted income or adjudicated income or profitability Now, investment plans are different. Equity oriented mutual funds, which are riskier as compared to the debt mutual funds, as their returns are market linked. Top proportion of the risk varies from the scheme to scheme. Sectoral schemes are most risky. And lump sum amount you cannot put into one type of sectoral mutual fund. So the selection of mutual fund scheme depends upon the financial goal of investor. Then investment plan, based on the investor's need, the plan is required to be determined. Investor looking for growth always, and he will prefer equity, while the debt scheme will be chosen for fulfilling the income needs. Regular income can be obtained from hybrid scheme, part amount in equity and part amount in debt, which is considered to be a good amount of monthly income earning schemes. Now, SIP, systematic investment plan. Investor invest in constant amount on regular interval. Main advantage of SIP is investor need know the entry point and exit point, as the constant amount of regular interval averages to the cost of buying. This average cost will definitely will be lower than the higher cost during the tenure of the investment. So the approach is especially useful for the volatile market, SIP. If market is volatile, you cannot determine where to invest and where not to invest. But if it is a volatile market and if you have combination, you are systematically you are investing in one particular scheme, go on investing. One day, one fine day, you will definitely receive the return out of it. Now, systematic withdrawal plan, that is like systematic investment plan is there, systematic withdrawal plan also will be there. This withdrawal plan is depending upon your need, or further investment also. In a systematic withdrawal plan, investor does not want to withdraw the entire amount at the lowest market NAV. This amount provides an investor with a specific amount payout at predetermined time interval, and balance amount or balance portion maybe at quarterly or half yearly or annually you can invest in whatever you are withdrawing it. So the investor purchases his unit at an average net asset value during certain period, and the investor can book the profit by specifying that units would be repurchased if the market reaches to the particular level. Now, systematic transfer plan. Systematic transfer. What is the systematic transfer plan? The withdrawal from one scheme is the reinvested into some other better scheme, that is transfer. Therefore, STP is a combination of SIP and SWP. Instead of investing in the entire amount into the equity fund in one go, he can invest that amount in any debt fund of the same fund house and opt for systematic transfer to the equity funds. That is possible. So the STP approach protects investor from the market volatility in short term, and the STP can be used to insulate the saving when the investor is nearing the financial goal by starting an STP from equity fund to debt fund. Now, the investment option in mutual funds. What are the options? What are the options to invest in mutual fund? Mutual fund offers the flexible and transparent investment options for the investor to invest as per the risk profile of the investor. So investment option can be classified into the three types. One is a growth option, second one is a dividend payment option, and third one is a dividend reinvestment option. So the investment option may give a similar portfolio returns, but they differ in the structure of the cash flow and income accruals for the unit holders. Post-tax returns that may also be different based on number of units which are held and value at those units. Growth option dividend is not declared in growth option. But based on the return, the asset value appreciates. So net asset value capture the full value of the portfolio gains. Therefore, there is no increase in the number of units, and net asset value of these units will be higher. So the taxability would depend upon the scheme type and the period of holding. Dividend payout option, second one. Dividend payout option is declared from time to time. Okay. So any of the unit that falls to the extent of mutual fund needs to pay a dividend distribution tax. Dividend distribution tax. Anyway, NAV, net asset value of these units is reduced. Now, dividend reinvestment plan, that is, this is the third plan. This is third plan. In this plan, net asset value declines to the extent of the dividend and dividend distribution tax. So, the investor does not receive the dividend, but the dividend payout is reinvested in the same scheme and additional units are allotted to the investors. Now, reinvestment is done at X dividend NAV. Now, taxation. You will get better return when you invest in the mutual fund. At the same time, any income you are generating, as per the Indian Income Tax Act, it is a taxable. Mutual fund trust is exempt from the tax on its income and earning. But AMCs can charge the GST. When an investor sells the unit of an equity fund in the stock exchange and offer them to repurchase to the fund, he will have to incur the security transaction tax, that is STT. So STT is not applicable on purchase of the units of the equity scheme. STT is not applicable on transaction in debt or debt-oriented mutual funds. The return, that is profit, of the mutual funds are passed to the investor. Hence, that returns are taxed to the in the hands of investor and not to the mutual fund, based on the type of mutual fund scheme, the type of investor and the period of holding. A tax of 10% is applicable to all the resident taxpayers, for the dividend income of more than rupees 10 lakh, which is received from domestic companies. And the investor in mutual fund scheme also have to pay a tax on their capital gains, that is difference between the sale price and the acquisition cost and the acquisition cost of the investor. So friends, here is all about the mutual fund investment. All about mutual fund investment. Thoroughly, we understood how to make an investment in mutual fund, what are the risk factors, type of investment in mutual funds, and to determine it in a perfect manner, you need to know these aspects first. So till then, thank you very much.